I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. We are watching Rose, the very first Doctor Who episode written by Russell T. Davis, starring Christopher Eccleston and Billy Piper. And they've just met. Very exciting. While being pursued by shop window dummies. So Rose is carrying a plastic arm, a former dummy arm, and goes out to the street, dodging traffic, and turns around to see the whole top level of the department store where she works explode. It's like, and then she runs off and she goes past the TARDIS, which gets a little bit of spooky music. And then at home, the arm's like sitting on a chair and there's a news report about the explosion, which said, you know, streets are blocked off. Jackie's on the phone talking about it while she brings a cup of tea into Rose. Jackie's like, oh, it's aged her. People think I'm the daughter now. She's the mother. Oh, I love Jackie. Mickey comes over. He's terrified. He's like, you could have been killed. And Rose's like, well, I don't know what happened. I don't know. Jackie's got Debbie on the end, who's on the phone, who knows apparently someone from the Mirror who would give 500 quid for an interview. And Rose is like, really? Give it here. And then just hangs up the phone, which is the correct response because the Mirror are infamous. Like, isn't the Mirror the newspaper that report every 6 to 8 months that Chris Marshall is the new Doctor Who? Like, that's their favorite story. I think they've been doing it like since Matt Smith, maybe? I can't remember. But yeah, you know, Chris Marshall from Death in Paradise, who then left Paradise and now has gone back to not Paradise, but still that same character. Anyway, you know, he was the teenage boy in, what was that show with Robert Lindsay and Zoe Wanamaker? And then he was in Love Actually. You know the one. He's kind of like an affordable Hugh Grant. Ginger. Anyway, that one. The Mirror are constantly reporting stories about Doctor Who that turn out to be nowhere near true. So maybe they do give you $500 if you've just got some bit of nonsense to tell them. Let's all ring them up, see if we can get paid. So I know it's hilarious. Jackie's like, you've got to find a way of making money. I'm not bailing you out. And then Bev rings. So Jackie gets to grandstand some more about Rose's moment in the exploding shop spotlight. Mickey realizes Rose is drinking tea and he's like, no, you need something stronger. I'll take you down the pub. And Rose is like, is there a game on? And he's like, oh, maybe there'll be a few minutes left to watch. And she's like, just go down the pub. It's like, I'm fine. And she's like, I'll take this and throw it out. And so she gives him the arm and he throws it in the bin and it rattles around down there ominously. Then it's 7:30 and the alarm goes off again and Rose turns it off and hears Jackie yelling out, there's no point getting up. There's no job to go to. Oh, poor Rose. Jackie's in a robe, but she seems to have that on a lot. She's trying to get Rose to get a job at the butcher. And then she's like, you deserve compensation. And tell some story about a woman who got $2,000 because a man at the post office said she looked Greek. And she goes, I know she is Greek, but that's not the point. It's a valid claim. God, this script. Like, I was in the UK in 2002, so only like 3 years before this, and I was doing shows in Edinburgh. And there were so many ads on the TV back then for dodgy lawyers and people just saying, it's genuine shock and trauma. I fell off my chair at work and I haven't felt the same since. So yeah, there was a lot of that going on. A lot of, you know, let's get some money out of people who've got a slush fund of public liability insurance. But yeah, so Jackie just obviously watches a lot of daytime TV because that's when all those ads were on. Those ads and prepaid funerals. So like, we don't really have the personal injury lawsuit ads here in Australia, but we do get like the prepaid funerals is like a constant if you watch daytime television. Like it is. I mean, I don't watch much in the way of TV with ads in it anymore because I'm just all streaming all the time now. But yeah, when there's an ad, it's generally for something terrible. I tried watching something on one of the like the streaming services that has ads the other day, and man, they've got to get some new ads. Like you watch like an hour of TV and see the same ad 14 times. It's like, no, I've seen this one. I didn't buy it the first four times you tried to sell it to me. I'm not buying it now. Anyway, maybe that's just because we live in a small country and there's only four advertisers. Get 400 TV channels that have ads. It's very peculiar. So then there's a noise at the door and Rose is like, starts complaining because apparently Jackie hasn't nailed down the cat flap and they're going to get strays coming in. And Jackie's like, I did it weeks ago. So Rose goes over and she finds nails on the floor next to the cat flap and the flap swings again. And on the other side is the doctor. So Rose opens the door and he's like, are you plastic? And Sonics her and then knocks on her head. He's like, no, bonehead. She drags him inside and tells Jackie that he's part of the inquiry. And Jackie's like, she deserves compensation. He's like, oh, yeah, millions. And Jackie gets all excited and she's like, no, oh, I'm in my robe and there's a strange man in the room. Like anything could happen. He's like, no. Jackie. So Rose goes out to make coffee and the doctor's flipping through Heat magazine. Oh my God, Heat magazine. I remember it so well. Because this is, you know, this would have been when I was doing celebrity gossip on the radio. So I would flick through all of those magazines. But the doctor's looking through Heat magazine. He's like, oh no, that won't last. He's gay and she's an alien. Then he flips through a book and says, oh, sad ending. Then he looks at himself in the mirror and says, oh, that's not bad. Oh, but look at those ears. So I guess we're meant to think he's only just regenerated and hasn't had a look in the mirror yet. I mean, is that the implication here? I don't know. Maybe. Anyway, Rose is banging on about going to the police and, you know, Dead Wilson and finding the body and stuff. The doctor's fiddling with playing cards and asking if she's got a cat because he can hear some noise behind the couch, at which point from behind the couch he's attacked by the plastic arm. And she walks in and says, oh, I told him he could throw that away, like because she thinks he's mucking around. I mean, it does look like he's mucking around. He's like, and then he finally gets it off his neck and it flies through the air towards her face. And so he's wrestling, trying to get it off her, and they fall through the coffee table and it smashes. And the doctor sonics the arm, tries to find the right frequency, and eventually it dies. And he goes, oh, look, armless. Oh, my God. And because it's such a terrible joke, she justifiably hits him with the plastic arm. So he leaves then and she follows him down the stairs at the at the Powell Estate. And she was, what's going on? Is he the police? And he goes, no, I'm just passing through. And he's like, the only reason that plastic was after her is because they met. And the doctor explains how the plastic is controlled. And she's like, remote control, thought control. And he's like, the plastic wants to overthrow the human race and destroy them. And he said, there's a war going on beneath their feet. And then he gives this spine-chilling speech about how he can feel the turn of the earth, and you can feel it hurtling through space around the sun. It's just I wonder if this was the audition piece, although I doubt they would have auditioned Christopher Eccleston because, he's Christopher Eccleston and this was like a nothing show. But he's so good in this moment. It's just like it's almost like he's got a sixth sense of like, oh, this is the scene. This is the big, who I am moment. And it's beautiful. Like you just like it. Gives you chills. Like I still get chills watching this scene now. And it's just like, oh, the turn of the earth. And then he goes off towards the TARDIS. Rose walks away and hears the sound of the TARDIS dematerializing, which I guess if you'd never seen Doctor Who before, you'd just be like, what is that noise? And then a wind kicks up. So she runs back and the police box and the doctor are both gone. So this is one of those things where like there's dramatic irony for people who understand Doctor Who and have watched Doctor Who in the past and, are coming back to it for the first time in, nearly 20 years at this point. Whereas for, people who'd never seen this show and didn't really give two hoots about it. Hoot, that's two hoots. I don't know why I just did that. but yeah, like if you're seeing it for the first time, you just know that he was walking towards a weird box and now that's disappeared and there was a weird noise. And that's all you really know. And it's not really interfering with the greatest story that's going on that we're learning about who is this guy that saved her from the exploding shop and there was this scary plastic people. And he just gave her a wonderful speech about the earth turning. Oh, yeah. This is some good stuff. I'm enjoying this. All right, we will continue, Rose. It's probably going to go for a moment.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.